Hallelujah. It's another beautiful day in God's neighborhood. Praise be to God. You know, God is drawing not only his own sheep onto him, but man. You know that one song that we were singing? He's not silent, we're just not listening. It's such a simple song. Simple words, but so powerful. So very, very powerful. Now, the Word tells us about the cares of the world and that the seed gets planted and the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The cares of the world and in the area of the enemy, because we're not fighting flesh and blood, we're fighting powers of darkness and wickedness in heavenly places. And if there's a war going on and there's continuous battles, and there's a battle every day you wake up. There's a battle when you go to sleep. Believe me, the war doesn't stop because we rest. It continues. You may have rested from the war, but it's still going on. And that war will continue until the day Jesus comes. And he ends the war. Only he can end the war. But in the meantime, there's that position that we must maintain. The divine nature that we must express, and the relationship of intimacy that we must continue with. Because it's more than just knowing him. It's being in love with him. A lot of people know Jesus, but don't know him personally. The only way they've known him is because they read about him. And there's something vitally important that we've got to begin to look at. And this is one of the things the Spirit shared with me. He brought a question. He said, who is the ruling voice of your life? Who's the ruling voice of your life? And this is something that we've got to step back and look at. Wait, what voice is really ruling my life? Which one? Which one am I allowing to rule my life? And that is a question that's not asked once. It should be continuously before us. What voice is ruling my life? One thing God never does is interrupt himself. Never. He never causes separation in an area of division. Amen? He's a God that brings unity. He's not a God that promotes hatred. He promotes love. He's a God that doesn't bring confusion. He brings clarity. So we've got to ask ourselves, in decisions that we make, choices that we do, what voice am I allowing to rule? What is the ruling voice of this temple? You know, because you're a believer, doesn't mean you're allowing the ruling voice of Christ in our life. You may allow him in certain circumstances, but are you allowing his ruling voice in every decision? Are you allow his ruling voice in everything, in every trial? What is the ruling voice of your life today? And this we must look at all the time now. All the time. This is essential now. In John chapter 10 and verse 1. Let's read this together. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up another way, the same is a thief and a robber. So if somebody's going to climb up the other way, are they listening to the voice of God? No. Do you understand that this is how religions are? They try to climb up another way because the ruling voice in their life is the voice of deception. Is everybody with me? Verse 2. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. And to him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep what? The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and what? Leads them out. Remember, the Spirit always leads, never pushes. There's a voice that pushes. And this is where we got to begin to look at. There's a voice of offense. Offense will push you. offense always pushes us. Does everybody got it? People make wrong decisions because of offense. In verse 4, would you read it with me? And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep what? Follow. They follow. That means believe. Believe means to follow. For they what? They know his voice. Why? Because if you're truly following, if you're being led, the ruling voice of your life then is the voice of Christ. If you're being pushed, you've allowed another voice to rule you. See, in everything that we do, we allow the voice who's going to rule us. Verse 5. Yet they will by no means follow a what? See, if you're following the voice of Christ, you won't follow the stranger. It's when you stop following the voice of Christ that you begin to follow the stranger. The moment you stop following the voice of God, you immediately follow the voice of the stranger. Yet they will not by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. And you know what? We have followed the voice of the strangers for so long. Let me tell you, the world is full of voices. But there's only one voice. There's only one voice of truth. And he expresses himself through multiple ways. Verse 6. Jesus used this illustration, but they did not understand the things which he spoke to them. Then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not what? Hear them. See, so he's telling us that the other voice is a thief and a robber. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it what? More abundant. More abundant. So the life that we follow, the voice that we allow to rule our life will produce an abundant life if it's of God. Everybody got it? Abundant life by God. The voice of Christ always produces an abundant life. The voice of the stranger always produces poverty. It produces lack. The moment you stop following the voice of Christ is the moment the voice of the stranger steps in. He's always waiting. That's why the Bible says, make no place for the devil. He's waiting for that prime opportunity. In John 16, and how much more do we need to hear the voice of God in these latter days? My goodness. Remember, God never interrupts himself. I can't tell you how many times people come. They come into the discipleship program. When they come in, they say, yes, God sent me here to do 9 months. Oh, cool. Then after 3 months, well, the Lord told me to leave. No, he didn't. The moment you stop listening to the voice of God, you listen to the voice of the stranger. Believe me, I get people that come to counsel. I get 4 or 5 people and tell me that the Lord told them they're going to marry the same woman. That ain't going to work. Oh, God, I saw it in a dream. The Lord told me this. Oh, really? You and 4 other people. How many of y'all know God can speak to you in a dream and so can the voice of the stranger? Amen? Hallelujah. I find it hilarious. I don't tell them that sometimes. Oh, really? You're the 3rd person that came to me today. John 16 and verse 5. Hallelujah. Is everybody there? Let's read it together. But now I go away to him who sent me, and none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the what? I tell you the what? Truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the what? The Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and righteousness and of judgment, of sin because they do not believe or follow in me, of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more, and of judgment because of what? The ruler of this world is judged. In other words, the ruling voice of this world is being judged. Everybody got it? He said to them in verse 12, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Why? Because you're still under the ruling voice of this world. It's difficult for you to understand. However, verse 13, read it with me. When he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. Again, what he's saying, listen, I'm going to hang here for a little while, but there's something that's going to happen. I'm going to die for your sins, and I'm going to leave you my spirit and my weapons. I'm going to leave you my voice. I'm going to leave you my anointing. Who's going to guide you? In other words, I'm going to give you now an opportunity to make a choice of what voice is going to rule your life. Amen? He said something very powerful. Let's go a little further. He said, he will glorify me, for he will take, verse 14, of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and what? Declare it to you. So all these things, he says, that I have, I'm going to declare to you. But you know what? If we're not hearing, we're not receiving. If we're not allowing him to be the ruling voice, we don't get it. This is how the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He begins to exchange. He begins to move the voice of God out of your life so that the voice of the stranger intercepts and begins to lead you astray again. And he pushes. And you don't even realize that you're being pushed because he gently pushes you. Come on this way. And his spirit goes this way. The devil pushes, the spirit leads. Again, one of the areas people get pushed very easily is because of offense. People get pushed by rejection. They get pushed with pride. People get pushed with hatred. All of these areas you'll always find is a push. But I'm telling you, the true Spirit of God leads us, and the enemy pushes us. Remember, God never promotes division in a household. The Bible says we're a house divided. Will not stand. He always promotes unity. He promotes unity in a fellowship, not division. He promotes oneness. He promotes forgiveness. He promotes love. He promotes compassion. All of these things are the promotion of the voice of God. Remember, the voice of God leads, the enemy destroys. So he's saying, now listen, there's an opportunity that's coming that the ruling voice of this world is going to be pushed aside, and you're going to have an opportunity for the ruling voice of eternity to come in place instead of the ruling voice of temporary. Because if you live under the ruling voice of temporary, you become temporary. John 14. John 14. In verse 28, John 14, 28. Again, he says, you have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said I'm going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe or follow. I will no longer talk much with you. For the ruler of this world is what? Coming. In other words, the ruling voice of this world is coming. But he has what? Nothing in me. He's got what? Nothing in me. In other words, because Jesus was saying, the voice of the stranger is not in me. He's got nothing in me. That's why he said, he who's in me, the Father that's in me, speaks to you. If you see me, you see the Father. So the voice of the Father was in Jesus, wasn't he? Amen? So again, in this, he says, in verse 31, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandments, so I do. Arise and let us go from here. Again, he says, the ruling voice of the world has nothing in me, because I bring you the true voice. In John 8:42, Jesus said to them, if God were your Father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth from God. Nor have I come of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my words. In other words, his voice. You don't understand me because you're not able to listen to me. You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore, you do not hear because you are not of God. In other words, in this, he's talking about the area where now you've walked away from the ruling voice of Christ, and you are living under the ruling voice of the enemy. If you are living under the ruling voice of the enemy, I don't care if Jesus is your Savior. If you're still living under the ruling voice of the enemy and following it, you are heading in the wrong direction. Because that voice is the voice of hell. If you're listening to the voice of hell, following the voice of hell, you will go to hell. Has everybody got it? If you're listening to a voice of eternity from heaven, and you're following that voice, that's why he says you can't go up any other way. He who believes in me, follows my voice. Again, who is the ruling voice of your life? We've got to ask ourselves this in every decision that we do. Who's the ruling voice of my life? The ruling voice of this world is the voice of deception, and we know that's Satan's kingdom. Satan rules this world in Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Very, very powerful chapter. In verse 1, let's all speak it together. And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the what? Course of this world, according to the prince of power of the air. That is the voice, the ruling voice of the world. The prince of the power of air. When you speak, has everybody got it? Let's go on. What does it say? The spirit who now works in the sons of what? Disobedience. Why? Because they're under the ruling voice of the world, who is Satan's kingdom. The prince of power of air is the ruling voice of this world. And he promotes disobedience. Disobedience to what? God. He promotes rebellion. It says that you and I lived according to that way. The spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Verse 3. Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were what? Dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, for by grace you've been saved, and raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. Not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should what? Walk in. How are you going to walk in them if you're not allowing the ruling voice of Christ to rule you? Amen? Is everybody okay? Very vitally important. Let's go a little further here. Verse 11. Therefore, remember that you once Gentiles in the flesh, who were called uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision made in the flesh by hands, that at the time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants and promises, having no hope without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself a new man from the two, thus making peace. That he might, that word might means you have to have your cooperation. He's got to have your cooperation. Reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, therefore putting to death the enmity. Verse 17. And he came and preached peace to you who were afar off and to those who were near. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. In other words, these things were built because he was sending a divine messengers, amen, with a divine voice. A divine messengers that were carrying a divine voice. So now you and I have a choice of what voice is going to rule us. You can either choose the voice of death or the voice of life, the voice of freedom, the voice of bondage, the voice of the prince of power of air, or the voice of the prince of peace. Amen? You can choose a voice of torment and fear. You can choose the voice of love and joy. What voice will you allow to rule you today? 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's speak this together starting at verse 11. 2 Corinthians 6:11. O Corinthians, we have spoken openly to you. Our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted by your own what? Affections. Affections. Affections have to do with emotions and desires. You're restricted because these things of emotion. How many of y'all know an emotion has a voice? How about a desire has a voice? Amen. You're restricted by the things. How many of y'all know dreams have voices? Visions have voices. Amen. There's voices everywhere, isn't there? Why? Because the ruling voice of this world speaks to us in multiple ways. And it's our responsibility to discern. So we discern. It's your choice. God will never make you choose his voice to rule you. Amen? He will never force you to allow his voice to rule you. That's your choice. And verse 13. Now in return for the what? The same I speak to you as to children, you also be open. In other words, he's saying, look, I got to speak to you as children. You know, why did God give us parents? Because a child cannot make the right choice of the ruling voice in their life. Amen? So God gives us parents just like he's our parent. Amen? so that he would be a ruling voice for us as we're to be a ruling voice for our children. So we've got to speak to our children as God would speak to us. Forgiveness, unity, love, compassion. Amen? I can't allow my child to tell me how she's going to rule. I'm going to tell her how she's going to rule. And I can't tell God how he's going to rule me. I'm going to allow him to tell me. Amen? Because in this is how I'm going to learn. Because if I impart something incorrect to my child, that's going to go on. How many of y'all know every one of us had stuff imparted incorrectly? Amen? We want our children to be raised up as boldness in Christ Jesus. We want them to carry the love of God that casts out all fear. Amen? The love that casts out all fear. We want them to be raised up in the image and likeness of Christ. So there's trials they're going to go through, isn't there? How many of y'all know we go through trials? You know, some of our trials are just allow us to expose our enemies so we can see the voice. Amen? So that voice can be exposed. So we no longer allow that voice to rule our life. You know, think about how many people are supposed to be here and listen to this message. Hallelujah. Hopefully they're listening to it at home. You know, the voice of the stranger always promotes reason, justification, compromise, and blame. Offense. That's not the voice of God. Is everybody okay? Let's go a little further. So God speaks to us as children sometimes, doesn't he? All the time he does. In verse 14. Do not be what? Unevenly yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with what? Lawlessness. And what communion has light with what? Darkness. And what accord has Christ with Belial? And what part has a believer with a what? Unbeliever. And what agreement has the temple of God with what? Idols. For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said. I will dwell in them. I will walk among them. I will be their God, and they will be my people. Therefore, in other words, here's the choice. Make the choice of what voice is going to rule you. What is the ruling voice of your life? Come out from among them. Come out from what? Among the ruling voice of this world. And be separate, says the Lord. And do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters. So everybody got this. This is what we've got to look at. What is the ruling voice of our life? You know, there are people that sit in this room, and when it's time to speak the word together, they sit there. Because Christ is still not the ruling voice. Has everybody got it? Christ is still not the ruling voice. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Same thing with worship. When it's time to worship, people don't worship. Because Christ is still not the ruling voice. Didn't Jesus say deny yourself? Well, until you're willing to deny yourself, Christ is not the ruling voice. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Again, we talked about intimacy. Without being in love with him, he won't be the ruling voice. You can say you love him, but not be in love with him. Amen? 1 Timothy chapter 4. Is everybody there? In verse 1, and I know we've heard the scripture many times, but we need to hear it again until we get it. Now the Spirit expressly says what? That in the latter times some will depart from the faith. Why? Giving heed to what? Deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. In other words, these deceiving spirits are the ruling voice of this world that are producing They are writing their voice down. They're writing their voice down on TV. They're writing their voice down. Are you listening? In the media. They're writing their voice down in education. The Bible talks about wisdom that's from above and wisdom that's from beneath. They're writing their voice down. These are deceiving spirits that are allowing people to compromise because the ruling voice of Christ is not ruling their life. It is the ruling voice of this world that's ruling their life. So they are departing from the faith. In other words, they no longer see what God showed them. Is everybody okay? Deceiving spirits and doctrines of what? Demons. We're seeing it all over. It's expressing itself more and more and more. Amen? Deceiving spirits that promote doctrines of demons. Spirits that influence or speak to men to record and pass it on. And they pass it on to their children. We've got rulers in this world that are passing on, rulers of government that are passing on doctrines of demons. Abortion is the doctrine of demon. Same-sex marriage is a doctrine of demon. These are not doctrines of Christ. They are on the ruling voice of this world that's promoting false doctrines. And these voices are voices of hell that rule this world. In 1 John chapter 2, the Bible says, be anxious for nothing. Hello. What do you think anxiousness is? Someone who can't sit still? Someone who can't wait on the Lord? Someone that's got to always be move, 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 move? There's nothing wrong with moving, as long as you're moving in the Spirit. Amen? But if you can't sit still and wait on the Lord in the area while you're waiting, you're doing the things of God, anxiousness is fear. Amen? And anxiousness is a voice of the world. So is fear a voice of the world. Be anxious for nothing, but in prayer and supplication. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, let's speak it together. Do not what? Love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away in the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. So we know lust is the voice of the world. Little children, it is the last hour. And you have heard that the Antichrist is coming. Even now, many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. Antichrist is the ruling voice of the world. It's the same as the prince of power of air. It is the ruling voice of the world. It's going to resist anything to do with Christ. Anything to walk uprightly. Anything that be to be submissive to the ways of the Lord. That's why the Bible says submit to God to resist the devil. He knows that if you can't submit to God, that you can't. If you can't submit to God, you cannot resist the devil. If you can't submit to the voice of God, you're going to submit to the voice of a stranger. Every time. Then you'll compromise. You'll touch unclean things. You'll think it's okay to do this. You'll think it's okay to do that. When it's really not okay. Let me tell you something. The closer you get to God, the more you realize that the things you thought were okay aren't. The closer you get to Him, the more you begin to shed. And it never stops, I want you to know. It doesn't just come, okay, I must be there now. No, we're never there because you know what? You pick up garbage every day too. So everything that you pick up, you must shed off. You pick up emotional attachments. You pick up certain things. You pick up, you turn the news on, there's something on. You pick up a commercial. You pick up a book. You go somewhere. Somebody says something. You're picking those things up. Because the enemy's voice speaks to us in multiple ways. Especially through people. Through memories. Through past. Amen. Let's go a little further. An Antichrist is coming. Even now, many Antichrists have come by which we know that it is the last hour. That's why the voice of the ruler of this world is speaking louder than he's ever spoke. You know, they've come out of the closet now. They've come out of the depths of hell. In verse 19, it says that they went out from us. Let's speak that again. They went out from us, but they were not of us. Hello. They were what? Wait a minute. They went out from us, but they were what? Not of us. Why? Because they have not allowed the voice of Christ to rule their life yet. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. See, let me share something with you. Vitally important. In this fellowship, you can't get away with nothing. That's how God made it. Because He wants us to be strong, tight, and a warrior. Has everybody got it? We are not out in the area of just to build a church. We're not trying to build a church. This is a fellowship where officers of the body of Christ are being established, where warriors are being prepared with boldness, where the enemy is being exposed so that you know, so strategies can be understood. There are those who are just willing to get saved and be promoted. There are those who are just saying, okay, I have Jesus now and I'm, you know, whatever. I want to be promoted because I know Jesus and I've been doing this or doing that or whatever. But God is the only one who does promoting. Amen? Not man. God does the promoting. And in this, there's that place where the ruling voice of Christ is over every area of your life. It says that they were not of us, but they came out of us because they didn't allow the ruling voice of Christ in all of their life. They just wanted to accept so much of God, only so much. See, people can go in places and hide. I see many people who've left congregations and go to another bigger congregation or whatever, and they call it wonderful. We get calls from people saying that they've left here and said, man, this other church we're involved in is awesome. Praise God, man. I mean, it's just a great church. Well, praise God. Well, what's your life like? Well, I'm still living in fornication. I'm still living with such and such. So what you've done is you've left conviction and you've gone into something that you can hide. Because it brings you comfort by going to church instead of comfort of being right with God. That's the difference. See, they're still not allowing the true ruling voice of Christ Jesus to rule their life. And this is where we must make a decision. What voice are you going to allow to rule your temple? Amen? Hallelujah. Everybody okay? Praise God. Verse 20. But you have what? An anointing from the Holy One, and you know what? Well, praise God. So the void, the eternal presence, power and truth of God Almighty, because you're walking in the Spirit. You're walking in the anointing. You know all things. Well, look at, if you're walking in the anointing, that means that the ruling voice of Christ is ruling your life. It doesn't mean we won't make a mistake, but we're quick to repent when we do. We're quick to humble ourselves, not justify our mistakes or blame someone else for them. There's a difference. You don't run because you make a mistake. You don't run from God. You run to Him. Amen? You make a mistake, you do something to someone, you go to Him and you repent. Forgive me. Sorry I stepped on your toe. Amen? Because we're to be promoting unity. Oneness. Isn't that what He desires? Oneness. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews 1 and verse 1. Is everybody okay? Are you getting this? Let's speak it. Verse 1, God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets. So in other words, He sent His voice through who? The prophets. has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has what? Appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the what? The worlds. And being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. In other words, God spoke his voice through Christ Jesus. Amen. He came into this world, the word became flesh, right? The voice became flesh so that you and I could hear and see. And he spoke to us through various ways. He speaks to us through his word. He's speaking to us right now. It's not this person. It's the anointing that speaks. It's the anointing that teaches. It's the anointing that exposes. It's the anointing that breaks the yoke. It's the anointing that leads. It's the anointing that heals. It's the anointing that convicts. The anointing. Because the anointing is the eternal voice, not the temporary one. In Hebrews 3, in verse 7. Hallelujah! How many of y'all know sickness has a voice? How many of y'all know pain has a voice? Let's speak it together. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your heart as in the rebellion. Remember, when you're not listening to him, when you're not hearing him, you're hearing another voice. When you're not being led by the voice of the Lord, you're hearing another voice, aren't you? And what it does is it produces rebellion. Do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion in the day of trial in the wilderness. Verse 9. Where your fathers tested me, tried me, and saw my works 40 years. Therefore I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So listen, if they go astray in their heart, they don't know his ways. Amen? And the reason why they don't know their ways is because they're not allowing the voice of God to be their ruling voice. Verse 11, so I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. So if they're not going to enter rest, they're going to be in torment. Verse 12, beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. While it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in what? Rebellion. Psalm 15. Who is your ruling voice? Is everybody there? Psalm 15. Glory to God. Let's speak it together starting at verse 1. Psalm 15, verse 1. Lord, who may abide in your tabernacle? Wow. Who may abide in your tabernacle, in your presence, in your anointing? See, the tabernacle is a representation of the anointing. So everybody got it? And it says, and who may dwell in your holy hill? Verse 2. He who walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. In other words, he's allowing the voice of Christ to be the ruling voice. He who does not backbite with his tongue. Does God backbite? Nor does evil to his neighbor. Does God do evil to his neighbor? No. Nor does he take up a reproach against his friend. And whose eyes a vile person is despised. In other words, he does not approve of ungodliness. But he honors those who what? Fear the Lord or reverence the Lord. He who swears to his own hurt and does not what? Change. He doesn't change. He doesn't change. He doesn't care what people say about him. He doesn't change. He doesn't change. He doesn't change. He, no matter what's going on, he allows the voice of Christ to be the ruling voice. No matter what's happening. No matter what's going on. No matter what's going on around him. No matter what people are saying. No matter what other people are doing. He doesn't allow the voice of Christ to depart as being the ruling voice. Verse 5. And he who does not put out money at usury, nor does he take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall what? Never be. See, you'll never be moved if you allow the voice of Christ to be the ruling voice of your life. And I'm going to close at Psalm 19. Hallelujah. Let's speak it together. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. In other words, God's voice doesn't stop. He's not silent. We're not listening or hearing, are we? Verse 3. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end. And there is nothing hidden from its heat. Verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect. Does the law speak?
Yes.
The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony, does the testimony speak? The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise is simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than any honey in the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned. In other words, he's warning us to keep his voice ruler in our life. Moreover, by your servant is warned, in keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from my secret faults, Lord. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless. I shall be innocent of great transgression. Does sin speak? Yes, that's what secret faults. Amen. Verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Again, you must ask yourself, who is the ruling voice of your life? Not just today, but in every decision and everything you're doing. Who's the ruling voice in your life? How many of you know drugs has a voice? Alcohol has a voice. It's called sorcery. How many of you know cigarettes has a voice? Perversion has a voice. Pornography has a voice. All of these things have a voice. We must not allow the voice, the ruling voice of this world, to rule the voice of this temple. Amen? The voice of Christ must be the ruling voice. So, Father, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, and we thank you, Lord. We are honored and blessed. And, Lord, we repent for allowing any other voice to rule in any decision or any area in our life. And we exchange all the ruling voices of this world in exchange for your ruling voice. From this day forward, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Hallelujah.